You know, if you drop me in Tokyo without a smartphone, I'd be completely helpless. I'd need a fast translator just to buy coffee, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it would be a total nightmare.
Right. Well, electricity actually works the exact same way. I mean, batteries speak one language, like direct current, while motors and the grid speak another, which is alternating current. And today, we're doing a deep dive into an August 2026 executive informational overview on Hillcrest Energy Technologies.
Yeah, which is fascinating because they are a tiny, like, 10-person company.
Exactly, 10 people. And their mission is basically trying to upgrade that invisible backbone, you know, building the ultimate universal translator for our power grid, which is the power inverter.
And I mean, that translator is just working overtime right now. As
Nice.
we electrify literally everything from cars to AI data centers, traditional inverters are losing a massive amount of energy in that translation process.
Okay, let's unpack this because the sources talk about their zero voltage switching technology or ZVS. But I got to push back a little here. Standard inverters are already sitting at what, roughly 96 to 98%
Yeah,
efficiency.
right around there.
So does a 1 to 3% efficiency gap really matter to your daily life? I mean, are we redesigning the whole system just to squeeze out a tiny fraction? Or is this just, you know, engineering trivia?
Well, what's fascinating here is that that tiny percentage is actually super deceiving. It's really all about how they get it. Normally, when a standard inverter switches power, it interrupts the electrical current while the voltage is really high.
Right, which creates issues.
Exactly. Just imagine slamming on the brakes while driving like 100 miles an hour. It creates massive friction and just a ton of heat.
Oh, okay. So ZVS times the switch to happen exactly when the voltage hits zero. Like, no voltage means no friction and no heat. It's like timing a push on a swing perfectly, so literally zero energy is wasted.
You've got it perfectly. Yeah, they're cutting switching losses by about 70%, getting efficiency up to 99.7%. And heat is just the ultimate enemy of electronics.
Right, because things melt.
Yeah, or they just fail outright. But when you generate drastically less heat, you don't need those massive, heavy, super expensive liquid cooling systems anymore.
So you save space and cut the overall system costs. And I saw it also significantly lowers electromagnetic interference, or EMI.
Right, which is huge for safety and reliability.
Yeah, EMI is essentially electrical static that can scramble a car's sensitive sensors. So we're talking smaller parts, cheaper builds, less interference. But wait, if this is so perfect for EVs, why are they splitting their
What do
focus?
you mean by splitting?
Well, the overview notes they completed phase one testing with a major global tier one auto supplier. So the tech definitely works for cars. But now they split their operations into two centers of excellence. There's one in Germany for automotive and one in Vancouver for the grid, specifically targeting a $180 billion market with their ZVS PCS 1000 platform.
Right, for things like data centers and energy storage.
Exactly. So is this like a band realizing their album's taking way too long to produce, so they start writing commercial jingles just to pay the rent? I mean, is this smart survival or a massive distraction?
It's definitely smart survival. I mean, the automotive market moves at a completely glacial pace.
Because of all the regulations.
Yeah, rigorous safety testing, incredibly complex production lines, car design cycles take years, and a 10-person company really can't just sit around waiting 5 years for revenue to kick in.
That makes sense. They'd run out of money.
Exactly. Meanwhile, data centers, especially right now with this massive AI boom, they need efficient, high-density power yesterday. So by targeting the industrial grid with the PCS 1000, they get near-term revenue.
Right, most shorter sales cycles.
Yeah, exactly. While still keeping their EV tech ready in the wings over in Germany.
Okay, but running two massive R&D operations, one in Europe and one in Canada, that requires serious capital. And for a tiny startup, printing money usually means, you know, diluting equity until the founders own practically nothing. So how did they avoid that trap?
Well, they leveraged a really unconventional and clever structural move. Hillcrest formed an indigenous partnership to create Clean Path Distribution, Inc.
Oh, and that's the one that is 51% owned by the Pasqua First Nation, right?
Bingo.
Ah, okay. So that specific structure opens up access to Canadian government grants and a whole lot of non-dilutive funding.
Exactly. It's capital they don't have to surrender company equity to get. It basically allows them to scale up domestic manufacturing while plugging into established government networks.
That is incredibly smart.
It really is. And they are fiercely protecting all of this. They're layering patents, trade secrets, and super specific manufacturing know-how right alongside these partnerships.
Building a really heavy defensive moat around the technology.
Exactly, making it very hard for competitors to just swoop in and copy them.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Well, the next time you stream a movie and the AI data center processing it doesn't just melt down, you might actually have this tiny 10-person teens technology to thank for it.
Yeah, it really changes how you look at the infrastructure quietly running all around you.
It really does. I mean, we started by talking about that universal translator. If a company of just 10 employees can find a way to cut energy loss by 70% in a foundational component like an inverter, what other invisible pieces of our daily technology are quietly waiting for a massive efficiency leap?